30-minute reviews, beware of spoilers, and exploring hyperspace lanes are all available ad-free. But if you want to support the show, you can go to bewareofspoilers.com and click the support button that's available on the Spotify website. Thank you. Good evening, and welcome to Beware of Spoiler, 30-Minute Reviews. I am Adam. I'm tired today. So, like we talked about, we're going to be doing a new format starting in January. You can head back and listen to the episode we did last week, where we talk about that a little bit. But today, with the Game Awards, I think they're tomorrow, we're going to give predictions for the Game Awards. So we're just gonna go down the listings of all the nominees in all categories. We're gonna start, I'm gonna omit the categories that I don't think I can talk about. Content Creator of the Year, Esports, all the Esports categories I'm just gonna skip. We're gonna start with Most Anticipated Game and we're gonna head up the list from there. So, Most Anticipated Game, the nominees are Final Fantasy VII Rebirth, Hades 2, Like a Dragon Infinite Wealth, Star Wars Outlaws, and Tekken 8. This is tough. For me personally, I would say probably Hades 2. What I think is going to win, probably Final Fantasy VII Rebirth. That would be my pick. I think that I don't think Star Wars Outlaws really has shown enough to make it, you know, known as an entity. I don't think that Like a Dragon Infinite Wealth has as big of a pull, considering we're getting these games almost every year. Coming off the year we just had, I think Tekken 8 could not fall by the wayside, but could be forgotten about here, because they were coming off the year of Street Fighter and the year of Mortal Kombat 1. And even like Nickelodeon All-Stars, I think it could, you know, kind of fall by the wayside with all of that. And I think Hades is kind of a niche title. Even though it is a fantastic game, I think, you know, Final Fantasy VII Rebirth. The next category, Best Adaptation, the nominees are Castlevania Nocturne, Gran Turismo, The Last of Us, the Super Mario Movie, and Twisted Metal. I think this is an easy one. I think this is The Last of Us. That's all there is to say on that. Best Multiplayer, no, I don't play multiplayer games, so I'll just take a shot at this. Baldur's Gate 3, Diablo 4, Party Animals, Street Fighter 6, and Super Mario Wonder. I think we can eliminate Diablo 4 because I've seen a lot of griping among Diablo players who were not happy about it. I think Baldur's Gate 3 wins this because of its co-op. Yeah, I think that's a pretty simple pick. Best esports, best sports slash racing game. It is EA FC 24, F1 23, Forza Motorsport, Hot Wheels Unleashed 2 Turbocharged, and The Crew Motorfest. I haven't played any of these. Let's just say Forza. I feel like Forza. You know what? No, let's go with EA FC. I think EA FC is the one that's gonna take it home. Yeah. Best SimSess slash strategy game. We have Advanced Wars 1+2 Reboot Camp, Cities Skylines 2, Company of Heroes 3, Fire Emblem Engage, and Pikmin 4. I think this is Pikmin 4. Pikmin 4 is going to win this category because of how much, like, Nintendo had a fantastic year. Every franchise they released a new game in this year, it was something that was above and beyond anything we had any reason to expect. So I think Pikmin 4 is going to be the one that wins that. Yeah. Best family game. We have Disney Illusion Island, Party Animals, Pikmin 4, Sonic Superstars, and Super Mario Wonder. I think that if we're talking family game and a game that is, you know, designed for family play, that's the definition here. For the best family appropriate, for the best game appropriate for family play, irrespective of genre or platform, I think Disney Illusion Island gets that because of how well it onboards people and serves as, like, child's first Metroidvania to get, you know, to introduce that gameplay style and that genre. That one definitely is probably up there. That said, I think Super Mario Brothers Wonder wins that. Best fighting game, God of Rock, Mortal Kombat 1, Nickelodeon All-Stars Brawl 2, Pocket Bravery, or Street Fighter 6. I think Street Fighter 6, because I think that Mortal Kombat's microtransactions rub people the wrong way. Yeah, Street Fighter 6 would be my pick. Best RPG, this is Baldur's Gate 3, Final Fantasy 16, Lies of P, Sea of Stars, and Starfield. Look, we're kidding ourselves here if we think that it's not going to be Baldur's Gate 3. I loved Sea of Stars. I loved Lies of P. And I didn't. I liked Starfield. But it's going to be Baldur's Gate 3. Best Action Adventure, Alan Wake 2, Spider-Man 2, Resident Evil 4, Jedi Survivor, and Tears of the Kingdom. I think Tears of the Kingdom wins. I think Spider-Man 2 does some cool things. I think Spider-Man 2 does a lot to really advance, what's it called, to advance games as a, in terms of like, this is what we can expect from a next gen experience. And the same goes for Alan Wake 2 to an extent. Tears of the Kingdom, I think, blew everything out of the water, and especially with the technical limitations of the Switch. Like, those two games are doing things, but we should expect that from the PlayStation 4, and or the PlayStation 5 and the Xbox Series X. What they managed to do on the Switch is incredible with that game. So I think it's gonna be Legend of Zelda. Best action game, Armored Core 6, Fires of Rubicon, VI6, yeah. Dead Island 2, Ghost Runner 2, Hi-Fi Rush, Remnant 2. Personally, Hi-Fi Rush. I think Armored Core 6 wins that, though. From Software tends to do well. VR, AR, I can't speak to, so we'll just skip that because I don't have a VR headset. Best mobile game. Let's see if I've played any of these. I have not, but Terra Nil, I don't think it was a mobile game. I think of that as a, what's it called? I think of that as a PC game. Because I played a demo for that off of Steam. Best debut indie. We have Cocoon. We have Dredge. We have Pizza Tower. We have Venba. We have Viewfinder. Now, I played one, two, three of these. I played Viewfinder, I played Cocoon, and I played Venba. Of those, I think Cocoon is the strongest. I think Viewfinder is cool. I like Viewfinder's mechanics. I think Venba's cool. I like Venba's mechanics. But I think Cocoon wins. Cocoon is fantastic. Best independent game. This one had a lot of belly aching. We have Cocoon, we have Dave the Diver, we have Dredge, we have Sea of Stars, and we have Viewfinder. I think that there's gonna be some voting where they're not gonna vote Cocoon twice. I think Cocoon could win best debut. I think Sea of Stars wins here. I don't think Dave the Diver really counts as an indie because it comes from a large company. I think Sea of Stars is gonna end up winning here. Best community support. Baldur's Gate 3, Cyberpunk 2077, Destiny 2, Final Fantasy 14, or No Man's Sky. I'm gonna say No Man's Sky. And let me say what. No Man's Sky is a game that came out almost a decade ago at this point and was panned because that game did not do anything near what it was pitched to be able to do. And now it does all of that and more. Because it's just constant community updates. And I think that that is something where it should be applauded, not giving up on the game. And the same kind of goes for Cyberpunk 2077. And I could see that one winning because of Phantom Liberty coming out this year. But I'm also not familiar enough with Destiny 2. I saw there were some people who weren't thrilled about the newest pack or whatever that's called for Destiny 2. And I'm not entirely sure what Baldur's Gate 3 has done in terms of community support. But I think Cyberpunk 2077 is the answer there. Best ongoing game. That's weird. Apex Legends, Cyberpunk 2077, Final Fantasy 14, Fortnite, or Genshin Impact. I don't know why Cyberpunk is there. But I think this could go to, I think Fortnite. Yeah, I think Fortnite. Games for Impact, which is thought-provoking game with a pro-social meaning or message. A Space for the Unbound, Chance of Sinnar, Goodbye Volcano High, Chia, Terra Nil, and Venba. Of these, I haven't played most of these. I played Venba, I played Terra Nil. I'll say Venba. I don't think Venba's gonna win though, because I haven't, but I haven't played the other ones. I don't think Goodbye Volcano High has any chance of winning. But yeah, I think what we're looking, I think this is gonna come down to, I think Venba's gonna, well, I'll say Venba, you know. I don't think you're gonna win, but Venba. Innovation and in accessibility, Diablo 4, Forza Motorsport, Hi-Fi Rush, Marvel Spider-Man 2, Mortal Kombat 1, and Street Fighter 6. I'm fairly certain that someone who's totally blind can play Forza Motorsport. I think that's, if that's the case, that one should win. And we'll keep it at that. Best performance is for voiceover. So Ben Starr from Final Fantasy 16, Cameron Monaghan from Star Wars Jedi Survivor, Idris Elba from Cyberpunk Phantom Liberty, Melanie Lybert from Alan Wake 2, Neil Newbon from Baldur's Gate, and Yuri Lowenthal from Spider-Man 2. Let's say, and it feels weird because it's like, look, let's just put this what this is. Idris Elba is a, I think he's an Academy Award nominated, if not Emmy Award nominated actor, if not Emmy Award winning for his time on The Wire. This feels unfair. You know what? I'm gonna say Cameron Monaghan. I really liked what he did in Jedi Survivor. And the darker turn that it takes of Cal Kestis. I think he did very well in that. So let's say Cameron Monaghan. Best audio design: Alan Wake 2, Dead Space, Hi-Fi Rush, Spider-Man 2, Resident Evil 4. I think if Hi-Fi Rush doesn't win this, that's a travesty. Hi-Fi Rush is fantastic. Best score and music: Alan Wake 2, Baldur's Gate 3, and you know, Petri Alanko for Alan Wake 2, Borislav Slavov for Baldur's Gate 3, Masayoshi Sokin for Final Fantasy 16, Shuichi Koburi for Hi-Fi Rush, and the Nintendo sound team for Tears of the Kingdom. Again, I'm gonna go with Hi-Fi Rush. Best art direction: Alan Wake 2, Hi-Fi Rush, Lies of P, Super Mario Bros. Wonder, and Tears of the Kingdom. I will say this is rough because I really love the design aesthetic of Lies of P, but I think this is Super Mario Wonder's time to shine. Yeah, I think Super Mario Wonder's time to shine because I think that they did so many cool things in that game. This is where this game gets its deserved notice. Oh, an error has occurred. Great. A client's. Okay, here we are. Best narrative: Alan Wake 2, Baldur's Gate 3, Cyberpunk 2077, Phantom Liberty, Final Fantasy 16, or Spider-Man 2. Baldur's Gate 3. Yeah, let's call it Baldur's Gate 3. Best game direction: Alan Wake 2, Baldur's Gate 3, Spider-Man 2, Super Mario Wonder, Legend of Zelda, Tears of the Kingdom. Game direction: I think you gotta give that to Super Mario Wonder. For creative vision and innovation in game design and game direction, you gotta give that to Super Mario Wonder. Game of the Year, the big category. The six nominees for Game of the Year are Alan Wake 2, Baldur's Gate 3, Spider-Man 2, Resident Evil 4, Super Mario Bros. Wonder, and Legend of Zelda: Tears of the Kingdom. Here's the thing. I don't like Resident Evil 4 being nominated because it's a remake of Resident Evil 4, which came out for the GameCube, widely regarded as one of the greatest games of that console generation, and some people would say it's one of the greatest games of all time. To put that in Game of the Year contention doesn't feel right because the expectation is that will be maintained. This game was one of the greatest games, so for it to be one of the best games, that should just be expected. So I don't like that being. Am I shocked that Starfield's not here? Not really, especially when taking consideration what other games are here. Because I played Starfield, and Starfield I liked it. I had fun with it. But as I'm playing it, I didn't feel like there was any sense of this game had to come out on next-gen consoles. This game had to wait for the Xbox Series X. I didn't get that sense from it in the same way that, like, playing Spider-Man 2, you get the sense that that game needed to be next-gen. Or Baldur's Gate 3, that game needed to be next-gen. It is a serviceable Bethesda RPG, and if you like Bethesda RPGs, that game will be for you. I don't think that game did enough to set itself apart and be a meaningful change up from where it was. And that's why I don't think it's here. I think in terms of narrative, Alan Wake 2 has a strong case. I think Super Mario Wonder is here. I'm not entirely sure if that's in the best interest. So really what I think this comes down to, I think this comes down to Tears of the Kingdom versus Baldur's Gate 3. And I think that if you told me that it was going to be a close race for Game of the Year back in May after playing Tears of the Kingdom, I would have told you were crazy. But I think, and I think too, I think Baldur's Gate 3 beats it. Because for what Legend, for what Tears of the Kingdom did, taking the existing gameplay that came from Breath of the Wild and expanding it the way it did, and really changing it the way it did, Baldur's Gate 3 did that for RPGs in general. And I think Baldur's Gate 3 wins. We'll see though. I think tomorrow is the Game Awards. I believe it's tomorrow. Tomorrow night, around this time. So we're about 24 hours away from finding out for real what that is. December 7th? Oh no, it's Thursday. At the Peacock Theater. So we got that going on. Now, one other thing we want to talk about before we go for today, let's talk about the GTA 6 trailer. Because if you've listened to this show, you know I'm a huge GTA fan. Peter and I played that game quite a bit. GTA 5 is still a game that I will go back to and play every once in a while. Very fun, very much worth playing. After seeing this trailer, I am very interested to see what this game is. I love the Bonnie and Clyde aesthetic with, I think her name's Lucia and Jason. I'm very interested to see where this goes, and how the narrative kind of goes plays into this with having these two characters. Do I think this is gonna be the biggest, you know, I think this is gonna be the biggest game of that year, 2025, when it does come out. And I think to that end, this is gonna be a major, you know, a major release for Rockstar, who hasn't had a, I mean, they've been making money off of GTA Online, but let's be honest, you know, they haven't put out a big game in what, 5 years now, because 2018 was Red Dead Redemption 2. I'm looking forward to seeing what they do with this. I think we're looking at, like, this is not cinematics. Like, I don't think we looked at a cinematic, like a CGI rendered thing. Like, you know, those old, you know, CGI rendered things that we would get. I think this is all in engine. And if that's the case, and this is all in engine, and this is how the game's gonna play on the PS5 and the Xbox Series X, I think we're in for something truly special. So let's see how this goes. I'm looking forward to seeing how the state of Florida and the Republican Party react to this, because this is gonna be something that's gonna lead to more culture wars, you know, regrettably or not. But until our next episode, which will be next week, have a great rest of your